Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
We are back. It is 13 after the hour, and I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about you being with me today. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call if you have a question of me and or my special guest, who is Ken Lebo, a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. And or if you just like to say hello, if you want to have a comment, if you want to argue with me, disagree with me, whatever you like, 888-822-8255. Our special guest, as I said, is Ken Lebo. Ken is the author of several books, and we're gonna go through all of them here in just a few minutes. But the most interesting thing is that in a former life, maybe even a little bit now, I'm not sure, Ken was, however you want to say it, a CPA, right, Ken?
That's correct.
Welcome back, Ken.
Thank you, Jim. Good being on your show.
Remind us, I mean, you were a CPA, and you were a frustrated book writer. Is that a frustrated author? Is that what happened? Or?
Well, I was a CPA, and I learned that I didn't like doing taxes or accounting too much, and somehow I got involved in the computer business about 20 years or so ago. And one thing led to another, and I got fascinated with the Internet about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And found myself spending a little bit too much time on it, like a lot of people nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And decided I had to try to figure out how to make some money using the Internet or on the Internet, and something I always enjoyed writing. I'm not a professional writer per se, although I guess I am today. But
I would say so.
So I started writing wrote one book about the Internet, and that did pretty well. And now it's come down to, I think I've got about 6 books out now.
Yeah, and I want you to list all those in just a second. And folks, let me tell you a little bit about Ken's book. As far as you've heard me talk about books in my office here. I have a bookshelf. I have a bookcase where I keep the books that I review and that we continue to talk about, and that's where I keep most of the books. Where I can get, they're never more than 6 or 7 feet away from me at any given time. Then I have a couple of three, maybe a handful or so, that are on my desk, and that in different times of the day or the week I use them as references for my consulting business. But there's one book that lays on the ledge in front of my screen, in front of my monitor, and that's this book that I'm looking at right now, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. I used it last weekend to look up the invoice of an automobile that I was thinking about buying,
mm-hmm.
and it was right there. Actually, I was helping a friend do that. But anyway, it's an outstanding book, folks, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. And Ken, Chuck tells me we have a caller already. Ken, Chuck, who we got?
We've got Joey in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Joey.
Hello.
Joey?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you had some questions. I was just kind of curious. So.
Well, you have to say hi to Ken Lebo first.
Oh, hi, Ken.
Hello, Joey. How you doing today?
What's up, Joey?
Yeah, I know the questions, I think.
Okay, you want to know what my trivia questions are.
Yeah, your trivia
right.
questions.
Okay, good. Let me give you a couple of them. Was there anyone in particular that you remembered?
Eli Whitney was a cotton gin.
Good. All right, that's the one I want you. That's a good one. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you think you can answer one of the other hard ones,
I'll probably answer all the other ones.
I know it, but I got to let somebody else answer.
Oh, okay.
Joey, you can't be piggy.
Oh, I'm just trying to.
I know. Hey, Joey, we know you're smart. All my listeners are smart. But you got to let somebody else answer a question, Joey.
Okay.
Anyway, now I'll tell you what I will do. I'm going to let you answer. If you think you can answer the hard one, can you answer the Albert Einstein one?
Yeah, E equals MC squared.
What does that mean?
Energy is equal to the mass times the square of the speed of light.
Good. Hey, did you hear that? Hear that, Ken?
That's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah,
we got a
rocket
Starbucks to get that answer.
We got a rocket scientist on our hands here. Thank you, Joey. Good for you. Now, I tell you what, we're going to give you. Let me read the number the books that Ken's got out,
mm-hmm.
and I'll let you choose. Is that okay, Ken?
Sure.
300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. That's the first one. That's a darn good book. 300 Incredible Things for Kids to Do on the Internet. 300 Incredible Things for Sports Fans to Do on the Internet. 300 Incredible Things for Golfers to Do on the Internet. And here's the new one that just blows me away. Ken, go ahead.
300 incredible things for beanie lovers on the internet.
Can you believe that, Joey? Wow. He's written a book about beanie babies.
Beanie babies.
Yes, I never thought I would. You know, I never thought I would say that word on this show, Ken.
Well, it's a fad that has not gone away and doesn't look like it's going to go away.
It's insidious, isn't it? Joey, are you a beanie lover?
Not really.
Me either. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to know that. Which one do you want?
Give me the first one.
That's a good choice, Joey. Excellent choice. All right. I need you to stay tuned.
Sure.
So you can, before you hang up, be sure that Chuck gets your address so we can know how to send you the book. Have you got any questions for us?
Not at this stage. One.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys get into the consulting side of the house.
Well,
starting up your own consulting business.
We do. In fact, I did that 10 years ago. I started my own consulting business. Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, but is there standards to that? I know there was like a consulting consortium, and other times that's been on and off, hot and cold.
Yeah, there are people out there who will provide you with some certification. But basically, Ken, and you jump in here too, because I know with your CPA background, you would know a little bit about this at least. As far as I know, there are not really any standards in most consulting, in most industries for consulting. What is there any particular thing that you're thinking of?
Just in general.
Just in general, as a business consultant?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, there really, to my knowledge, there are no requirements. In fact, not to my knowledge, there are no requirements. But I think there are some designations that you can go for that you can put after, you know, some letters that you can put after your name that might give you a little bit of mm-hmm. a credential. But as far as standards are concerned, there aren't any that you have to comply with.
Is there someone you can point me towards? Or?
Yeah, I tell you what, let me go ahead and give me your email I don't have that in front of me right now.
Okay.
But make sure, do you have email?
Yeah.
Make sure that Chuck gets your email, and I'll see if I can't find that for you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And you're listening over WMET?
I listen over the Internet.
Over the Internet? All right,
yeah.
Good for you. Hey, Joey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
See you later. All right, got to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ken Lebo is our special guest. He's the author of 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. We still have some trivia questions. If you want to win a copy of one of Ken Lebo's books, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, there's a whole bunch of them. He's actually written a half a dozen or so of them. When I first met him and when I introduced him to you about a year ago, he had one book, and that's the 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. But now he has at least six, counting the one that's coming out. Ken, tell our audience where they can get your books.
They can get the books basically, well, online at Amazon or any of the bookstores, Barnes & Noble, offline any bookstores. And there's a lot of gift shops throughout the country and department stores that sell the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just about any bookstore either carries it or can get it for them.
And don't be surprised if you open up a catalog and it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be surprised if you get a pitch from AOL, and when you sign up, they give you a copy of one of your books, right, Ken?
Right. I wrote one for America Online called, the title is America Online Website Directory, Where to Go for What You Need. And that's specifically for America Online customers.
Right, right. Congratulations. And folks, I'm telling you, this thing has really taken off. But the Beanie Baby thing, I can't believe that. I never thought I would say Beanie Babies on this show.
You like saying that, don't you?
I don't. I really don't like saying it. And I shouldn't say that because, I mean, I know it's business. In fact, there are small business owners out there selling the heck out of these things.
Well, something that amazes people, Jim, when I tell them, because I had to do some research when writing this book, was that some of the Beanie Babies sell for upwards of $5,000.
See, I don't understand that. Now, see, now I'm a collector, Ken. I like to collect things. I've got antiques. I've got some art. I've got other things. I like collecting things, but I'm having a hard time seeing the Beanie Baby thing. Is anyone listening who understands the Beanie Baby craze? I would really like for someone, this would really help me and maybe some other people out there, if you would call us right now and tell us what is the deal with the Beanie Babies.
You might have all those lights flashing on your phones there.
888-822-8255. That's the special Beanie Baby number. Somebody call me, please. I beg of you, please call me and explain the Beanie Baby craze to me.
And if they can do that, we'll give them one of the Beanie Baby books, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. I can't believe it. What is it? Do you understand it?
Do I understand?
Yes.
I'm not a Beanie Baby collector. However, when I did the research on the internet, there are literally thousands and thousands of websites dedicated to Beanie Babies. So it's pretty
thousands
amazing.
Of websites dedicated to Beanie Babies.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I don't have. I mean, my children are grown. I hate to say this because there are going to be people who really are going to be disappointed when they hear this, Ken. I have never seen a Beanie Baby.
Well, I'm looking at about six now.
I can imagine.
Well, when I write any of these titles, what I try to do is kind of set up a little atmosphere. So my daughter, who does do some collecting of them, she gave me about five or six of them. And last night I came home, and believe it or not, my wife was out at a shop, and she bought the Millennium Bear. So now I've got sitting in my office the Millennium Bear.
Well, what did she have to pay for that?
I think that was not that expensive. I don't know, $10 or so.
Did you say thousands? There are thousands of websites for Beanie Babies?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
And how long have these things been out? A year, maybe?
Oh, no, they've been out since. They actually were, I found this out in my research, January, I think, 4th of 1994 is when they, about eight or nine of them came
out. So they've actually been out about 5 years then?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Now, I may have one here. I've got one that a friend of mine sent me. It's a little frog. It's called Ribbity.
I hope it has a tag on it. That means it has more value.
When it has a tag on it, it says Ribbity. But I think it might be a Beanie Baby. Are Beanie Babies animals too?
They're animals. I've got sitting here.
Unbelievable.
A dog,
folks, this is big business. I drive down the road and I see signs that says Beanie Babies are here.
Mm-hmm.
But how could one be? How could one sell for $5,000? Explain that to me.
Well, from what I know, Thai controls the manufacturing and distribution of them, so they may.
Only make three or something.
They only may make, I don't know the quantity, but not make a huge quantity. Also, if there's defects or something in the, just like anything else they have.
Right.
If a baseball card had the player's name misspelled or something, that makes it more valuable.
All right. In the interest of trying to act like I'm trying to come into the 21st century here, what is, give us a couple of good Beanie Baby URLs.
Well, the main one, which is Ty, is the company that makes them. It's ty.com. That's one of the major ones out there. What I have found is, since a lot of these are fan sites, they might be set up with companies like GeoCities, when they have very long website addresses.
Okay, stand by, Ken. We got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get into some more URLs, some more incredible places to go on the internet, so you can enjoy it, Ken. We're going to talk about some of the things that Ken has to say about the internet, about high tech. 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Still got a couple of books I want to give away. Answer one of my trivia questions. Please tell me about the Beanie Babies. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our good friend Ken Lebo. He's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He is the author of 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, actually a whole series of books about 300 incredible things to do on the internet. One's for kids, one's for sports fans, one's for golfers, one's for Beanie Babies, and he's put together a special one just for AOL. And who knows where it's going to end? But Ken, I want to congratulate you on the success of your books. It's just very exciting to see where you were a year ago.
Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate it. I'll tell you, it's been a lot. Been very interesting and a lot of fun at the same time.
Well, and I'm sure just your exposure on this show has done most of it too, right?
I think probably 98%.
Hey, I did have one guy one time. He said, right after I was on your show, he said my book sales just took off. And the next time I called him, he said, yeah, I'm ready to go. Hey, talk to us about some new products that are available out there, some new things that are on the internet out there.
Well, one thing that's been intriguing me over the last few months is calendars on the internet, where you can put your schedule out there almost like your Daytimer. Actually, in fact, Daytimer has a website where you can do that.
Huh.
But it's putting your schedule and all the information that you might have in your manual book or that you might keep on your computer in a database or something like that.
Right. And it holds it. It holds it in cyberspace for you.
Holds it out
so,
there.
So regardless of which, whether you, if you're at home checking it or if you're at your office, it doesn't. It's not in your hard drive. It's in cyberspace.
That's correct.
Huh.
So no matter where you are, you could check for it. The one thing that I'd like to make a comment about that is it's probably a little bit early in the life cycle of the internet to have that as a real great functional application.
Why?
And I say that only because of the speed function of the internet. But if we fast forward another, whether it's 6 months or a year,
mm-hmm.
and we all have, whether it's cable in access to the internet or whatever the high-speed access will
right.
be,
some big pipe,
you'll be able to get all your information almost instantaneously.
Right. So what is the address of that calendar?
One that's a real good one, believe it or not, is Yahoo. They have one that's calendar.yahoo.com. And I'd like to just mention one unique feature of that product is that, and this I believe is very functional today, the feature I'm about to mention, which is you can put out your schedule for, say, the next week, month, 6 months, whatever, and you can make it so people can view it, but they can't change it. So say I do a lot of traveling or a lot of speeches or whatever
right.
it may be, and I want people to know what my schedule is,
mm-hmm.
I can put it out there and make it so they can see it, and they'll know where I'm going to be, what city, what time, what dates, and so forth.
That's a good idea.
So it's, that kind of an application is pretty interesting.
But why would this... Is it so heavily laden with graphics that it doesn't come up quickly? I'm not sure why the speed of the internet is going to hamper this.
Well, when I go to these sites and I do that type of stuff, it's not as quick as having it on your own computer. It's a little bit of an inconvenience.
Right.
And if you're not logged on, via your modem or whatever.
Right.
So there's some inconvenience.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, if you're not online, if you just need to check something real quick. So it's not where you would want to have all of your planning to reside right now.
You definitely could do that.
Yeah.
It's just my personal feeling that I'm not there yet wanting to do that.
Exactly.
Cable access is coming to a lot of people throughout the country right now, so I don't have it. But
I think the application that the last application you mentioned is the big one because
mm-hmm.
because there are people who travel around and they want people want to follow them. And
right.
in fact, I'm trying to catch up with a guy right now who's from Ireland, and he's in the United States. And I wish he had his schedule so I could know where to call him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of other things that these products already have in them, for one thing, is address databases. They also have where they can synchronize and work with applications like Palm Pilot
uh-huh.
or other databases like ACT and so forth.
Yeah, tell us about ACT. Talk to us about that. I know that you mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just a database and scheduler and phone follow-up and so forth, a task manager.
Mm-hmm.
And these applications are basically mimicking those, whether ultimately you use them as your main product or if you want to interface with them and download information from it over time.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
The Palm Pilot is a hot item right now, isn't it?
That's a lot of people use it, swear by it, and love it. I haven't used it. I have a notebook computer, so I carry that pretty much around as my main thing, and I'll just turn that on when I need to use it, so I haven't gone to the Palm Pilot.
Yeah.
But of course, that's a lot smaller and so on.
Yeah, we did a show a while back with Mary Westheimer. She was telling us about her using her Palm Pilot. That sounded pretty interesting. I'm like you. Whenever I travel, I have a laptop that I take with me
mm-hmm.
that helps me. But I'm not sure I'm ready for the Palm Pilot or not. What are some other websites that's interesting to you right now?
I'd say for literally about 2 or 3 years now, I've been looking for a nice way to have faxes sent to me via the internet or someone can dial up a phone number and I receive the fax in my email. And lo and behold, about three weeks or so ago, I found one, which is eFax. That's eFax.com. And basically, they assign a telephone number to you, and you can send a fax to that telephone number, and it ends up coming to your email.
So they literally put a sheet of paper into the fax machine, dial this number that has been assigned to you.
That's
and
correct.
It goes to your email.
That's correct.
Now, see, that's pretty handy. That'd be pretty handy for me because I like to receive the information that my guests send me prior to doing the show when we're doing the research for you, like you did with me. If they don't have email or if they're away from their email, that would be pretty handy. I can see where that would help out. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we've got some more things to talk to Ken about. It's 39 after the hour. You've got a couple of copies of his book I want to give away if you want to answer one of our trivia questions. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to give you a chance to win a copy of Ken Lebo's book, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, or any of his other books that I've mentioned here, one for kids, one for sports fans, one's for golfers, and the new one that's coming out for Beanie Baby lovers. Still can't believe that. And I want to give you a chance to win a copy of one of those books. All you got to do is answer one of our trivia questions. Here are some more. Karl Marx is the father of what political philosophy? He wrote a book about it. Also, what branch of the service does the West Point Military Academy support? What television show, I'm going to give you a hint, was on the weekends, once a week, did Billy Crystal get his start at? And also, Henny Youngman is the king of the blank. He's a comedian. You know who he is. He's called the king of the blank blank. 888-822-8255. Ken Lebo is our guest. And, Ken, we were talking when we took a break about e-fax. You were telling us that people could send, you could give them a number that you can get. Now, does it cost you money to get this number from e-fax?
It is absolutely free.
What? So I can call, I can contact eFax. They'll give me my own phone number.
That's correct.
And you can send me a fax, and if they dial that number, it goes to my email.
That's correct.
So if you've got folks, if there are people out in, see, well, this would be great is if you have a some kind of an isolated station somewhere, a branch office or something like that, and they don't necessarily have, they're not online, or they don't really need to be online all that much, but they do have a fax machine. And you're traveling around, and you don't have a fax machine. They have a fax machine and no email. You have email but no fax machine. You can communicate that way by getting this free number from them, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of great applications. You know, if you're a traveling person and, you know, at night you go into the hotel room, you plug in your computer, and you log on to the Internet, well, now all of a sudden all your faxes are going to be in your email. So you don't have to scurry around and find out the fax number of the hotel or somewhere in an airport or whatever.
How about that?
So, you know, that's one application. And, you know, I like email for me is a way just to categorize easily all of your information that people send to you. Well, if you can do that, you could create a little file just for your faxes.
Hmm.
So it's just a nice way to file everything.
Another thing you talk about that you mentioned was emailing out of the country.
Yeah, well, if you do,
or faxing out of the country.
Say you do, as an example, my business partner does a lot of business with Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than fax information to internationally to a Hong Kong phone number, you could do it to a phone number through eFax here, a phone number in the States, and it would end up in someone's email.
Now because international email is free.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So if you think about it creatively or whatever, there's probably a lot of applications I haven't even thought about, but those are just a few.
eFax.com.
eFax.com.
That's something. How about that? You know, there's one other thing that I wanted to ask you about, and this is email. That maybe you could help me with, and maybe some other folks out there. I now that I've got my laptop, I bought one a few weeks ago that allows me to travel around with and get email from with my computer. One of the problems is that as most people know, when you get an email, that downloads into the hard drive on the computer that you get it from, that you get online with and get the email with. So if I get an email on my laptop, then that file, that letter, that email is in that hard drive on my laptop, and then the next day or the next morning when I come in, if I want to get that email back so I can print it out or use it or whatever I want to do or reply to it, I've got to turn on my laptop in order to get that. It's not in my desktop unit.
Mm-hmm.
So now, do you know how it works where there are services that are out there where your email remains in cyberspace and you use it that way on the online rather than having it be downloaded into your hard drive?
Well, there are services like that. However, if I understand your question, what you can do is you can set up your email product, whatever one it is, when it downloads the email, to leave it on the server of the of your internet provider. That way when you get to your desktop, that one can be set up where when it downloads the email, it deletes it off of the internet services server.
So do I have to go to my ISP or my email provider and tell them that, or is there some switch, some preference that I can choose?
There's basically a preference in your email product.
Oh.
So whether it's Netscape or Microsoft's email or Eudora or whatever, you can tell it, when I get my email, leave it on the ISP server.
Right.
Then on your other computer, you can basically say, when I get my email, take it off the internet provider,
right,
server.
Huh.
And I do that all the time. I mean,
good. Well, I'm glad to know. That was a question. That was definitely a question I had to ask for you. Let's move on to another subject. You know who the big dogs are? AOL, Netscape. Who are all the different Yahoo and
Yahoo, from the side
and all those guys. Little guys like me are intimidated. If we're trying to offer something to people out there, we're intimidated by the big dogs. Everybody says the killer apps are in charge of the internet these days. That's not really true, is it?
There's a lot of space or niche markets that basically anybody can get involved in. One that I've seen recently is everyone seems to know of Amazon, that's the big bookseller on the internet. Actually, they're
right.
Going to other areas now. But there was an article in the New York Times about a company called PositivelyU.com. What they do is they sell books on the internet, and they're much smaller.
Ken, stand by. I want to talk some more about the little dogs, folks, when we come back. Not the big dogs, but what you can do as a little dog in cyberspace and still be successful. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Where do many awards?
All right, we are back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Ken Lebo. Ken is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He is the author of several books called 300 Things to Do on the Internet. One's for just regular things. The one that I've got in my hand, folks, and Ken, I really like this book. As I've said, I keep it on my desk all the time, right in front of my computer. You can find things like how to find out how much you should pay for a car. I don't know, Ken, what are some of the other things that you can find in this book?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite ones is a site called Infobeat.com, and they'll email to you just about anything, whether it's sports, news. At the end of the day, they email me information about the internet, stock information.
Here's a Wall Street Journal one. What does an automobile cost? I mentioned that one. Census data, how to get hotwired to the world. This one's called TheTrip.com. The Gutenberg Project, which is, I'm not sure what that is. Take Me to Your Leader, Ticketmaster. The national debt, there's one here on the national debt. I mean, it's just on and on, all kinds of different things, folks. And I recommend you check them out. They're available in bookstores. They're available online at Amazon.com. You can find them. You might see them in a catalog somewhere. Do you sell them directly, Ken?
We absolutely do.
To give us a number or a website.
If they want to call an 800 number, it's 800-909-6505.
Okay. And do you have a website?
Sure do. It's thisis.is/the-lebow letter.
All right. And do you have a newsletter too, don't you?
Yeah, we have a newsletter. It used to go out every single Friday, but now I've gotten a little slack. It goes out about once or twice a month.
Okay.
And we send it out to about 75,000 people. Typically, people that get the book, they end up subscribing to it.
Yeah, I'm a subscriber to that. It's a good newsletter, too, by the way, folks. Let's get back into our discussion about the big dogs and what I'm calling the little dogs. Little dogs are you and me. And even though, Ken, you're very successful with your book, relative to AOL and Netscape, and I don't mean Netscape, I was thinking of Yahoo and Excite, and some of those guys, we're little dogs. They're big dogs.
That's true.
But what you're saying is there still are ways for us little dogs to really be successful and play in the same field with the big dogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started to say there was an article I read in the New York Times about a company called PositivelyU.com, and they saw a little bit of a niche. Amazon is huge, and they didn't see much personalization or as much as you could have. And this fellow works out of his house, and he basically has a bookstore out of his house. Now, you can do the math and say, well, how many books do you really need to sell to make a decent living? And, you know, it's not that much.
I love that commercial where this company is wringing their hands because it looks like somebody's about to take them over. And they're saying, who could have this kind of power? And then the other frame is this guy in his den, and his wife's saying, honey, supper's ready. And he's doing that at home.
Mm-hmm.
I love those kind of commercials.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I saw a little bit of a hole the reason why I started the book business is because, and I love Yahoo. I mean, it's a phenomenal site, it's a phenomenal mm-hmm. company, but when you go to do a search at Yahoo or any of these other search engines, you're just going to get a tremendous amount of information. And as an example, if you go to AltaVista and you type in the word Beanie Baby, you're going to get 75,000 sites.
I still can't believe that.
And now nobody needs to go to 75,000 sites.
No.
So there's a niche there that says, okay, we decided 300 incredible sites. That's what we decided on.
Uh-huh.
And whether it's golfing or for kids or whatever.
Right.
And that's what we decided. So you don't need 10,000 exactly. sites or 10,000 golf sites.
And I'm glad you decided that. I've got to wrap it up for this hour, but before we do, I want you to tell me, is the Dow going to hit 10,000 this week?
I think today's the day.
All right. Hang in there, Ken. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Good job. All right, folks, got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank the most important members of the show, my heroes, small business owners. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.